The dog and horse racing industries have played a major role in West Virginia's economy since the mid-1930s. But in recent years, whether these industries fit into the state's economic future is something that's been debated at the State House. As Liz McCormick reports, those who support the racing industry are fighting to see it survive, while others say it doesn't bring in revenue like it once did.
All right, tie on, riders.
Five thoroughbred horses spring from the gates in a nighttime race at the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in Charlestown. Thoroughbred horse racing in West Virginia began here in 1933 when Charlestown Races first opened.
Hey, Lauren.
Jefferson County is also home to the oldest thoroughbred breeding farm in the state, O'Sullivan Farms.
So this is the stallion barn with the offices conjoined in the front.
That's John Funkhauser. He's the farm manager and co-owner of O'Sullivan Farms in Charlestown. Many of the horses born and raised here go on to race at the Hollywood Casino or other racetracks around the world. This farm was founded in 1939 by John's great-grandfather, who then passed it on to John's grandparents.
At the end of the 40s, early 50s, there was a dispersal. My grandparents got divorced. My grandmother, that's when she actually came out to the farm where we are now, and she bought this farm with her own money to basically to start her own farm.
His grandmother wasn't alone, though. She had support from her family and from other horse racing enthusiasts in Charlestown, and the farm grew. Today, John, his brother Joe, and their parents keep the place going along with the help from 6 to 12 employees.
Now we're walking into our big broodmare barn where we just had our very last foal of the year.
The Funkhausers have seen hundreds of horses go in and out of their gates over the past 8 decades, and several have been champion racers. Today they have 8 stallions, 42 broodmares, 46 yearlings and foals, and nearly 150 acres of farmland. About 1 of every 4 horses living on the farm belongs to outside clients from all over the country.
There's so much beauty in raising these horses and having these babies. You know, there's so much satisfaction as well, you know, when you put in the long hours that we do. Year in, year out, day in, day out. It's just when you finally get that horse that you've been raising and breeding and planned out so meticulously for 5 years and it's finally starting and it does well, you know, there's not much more gratifying than that.
But it's a tough industry and it's expensive. A horseman family like the Funkhausers rely heavily on state funding to keep their operation going. State funds pay for things like feeding and caring for the horses, helping to pay bet winnings, paying a jockey, or other staff. The state's racing industry is supported in a variety of ways, but the West Virginia legislature supports the industry mainly through 3 accounts: the Greyhound Breeding Development Fund, the Thoroughbred Development Fund, and the Purse Fund. The Purse Fund is the biggest, but has dropped over the years, from about $75 million 4 or 5 years ago to about $40 million in 2018. These 3 accounts are directly linked to how well a casino performs each year. And given the decline in casino revenue, some lawmakers question the remaining investment in the racing industries. Those in support, though, argue horse and dog racing at the state's 4 casinos are key to keeping those casinos competitive with surrounding states. The Funkhausers and others in the racing industry constantly worry funding support from the state will continue to dwindle.
Every year for the last 8 years, we've gotten less and less money from that we've been promised. You know, it's not like, you know, they're just giving it to us. No, this is written in the bill. We have been promised this. But because you've got, a legislature that doesn't fully understand the industry, they've taken a successful industry that was hugely successful 7-8 years ago, and now it's on the brink of collapsing.
The 2017 state legislative session was a tough budget year with a $450 million shortfall. It was that year budget allocations for several industries, including the Greyhound Breeding Development Fund, were almost eliminated. Concerns over the same thing happening to the Thoroughbred Development Fund were also felt that year. During the most recent regular session, though, continued funding for the state's two racing industries was not in jeopardy. There was even a bill to help them get more money. That bill passed unanimously in the state Senate, but didn't make it out of the House Finance Committee. Jefferson County Delegate Riley Moore is passionate about the horse racing industry in his region, and he hopes to see state funding for the racing industries restored back to a more competitive place. He argues the industry is good for West Virginia, that it supports a green space, tourism, and boosts the economy.
As important as the coal industry is to other parts of the state, that is the level of importance the horse racing industry, the thoroughbred industry, is for Jefferson County and the Eastern Panhandle writ large. That is our coal industry here. That is the long-term, long-time industry that is one of our biggest employers here. So it's certainly, I think, huge for the area and huge also for the state of West Virginia.
But other lawmakers think it's a bad investment because it doesn't bring in enough revenue for the entire state like it did in previous decades. Delegate Eric Nelson, the House Finance Chairman, says he's sympathetic to the struggle of the racing industries, but says the industry is declining and fewer people are physically attending races. So in tough budget years, he says state funding can't always be guaranteed.
It's a big balancing act. It means more to some of those districts and whatnot that actually see the full component of that. But then there are many other areas of state that don't get the full benefit or see the full benefit of that. And there's concerns about the priorities of dollars and where they should go.
An economic impact study done by West Virginia University in 2012 does indicate declines in attendance has affected the amount of cash going into those funds, impacting the level of state revenue accrued each year. The report says the industry brings in roughly $4.5 million in total state tax revenue annually. It also indicates the thoroughbred and greyhound racing industries in West Virginia contribute more than $320 million in total business volume to the state's economy. That's 7,300 jobs, which is about 10% of employment in West Virginia's leisure and hospitality sector. A newer economic impact study has not been done. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charlestown.